So today is very auspicious day of Ashadi Ekadashi, also called as Deva Shayani Ekadashi. On this day it is said that the demigods and the Supreme Lord, they go to sleep. And they wake up in Kartik Ekadashi, 4 months. So when this was, it's like we have 12 hours day, 12 hours night. But do we sleep for 12 hours in the night? You sleep certain hours of night, you are awake, you are taking dinner, packing up. Then early morning you wake up till it is dark and then you get something ready. Then it becomes day, hai na? So like that, demigods have 6 months day and 6 months night. Their day is 12 months. Out of that, 6 months is the daytime and 6 months is night time. Out of 6 months night time, they sleep for 4 months. And this is today they go to sleep. Now demigods are supposed to be very pious and very devoted, having humility, devotion, service to God, virtue. And demons are exactly opposite. We are discussing in morning prayers also. Demons are exactly opposite. So when demigods go to sleep, the demons become very powerful, naturally. When the police is on leave, the chore becomes active. So that's why the demigods went to the Lord and asked, we have to sleep anyways. So what about the world, that everybody will become very prominent demoniacally? So the Lord created Ekadashi Devi. He gave birth to Ekadashi Devi. And he said, on this day, this Devi is born. So 11th day of waxing and waning moon will be dedicated to her. And if you do fasting on this day in devotion to me, then the effect of demoniac influence will not be there on you. So Ekadashi Vrata is very powerful actually. Ekadashi Vrata is supposed to be a Vrata which is equal to all the other Vratas together. So if one does Ekadashi Vrata, then he doesn't have to do Somvar Vrata, Mangalvar Vrata, Budvar Vrata, Guruvar Vrata, Shanivar Vrata, whatever Vrata. There are many Vratas, na? Each day there is one demigod and there is some fastings and ceremonies are there. But if you do Ekadashi twice in a month, 12 months in a year, throughout your life, then all the other Vratas means you have a regulation to follow in worship and in eating also. And some other rules are also there. So it's all equal to that one Vrata. Every other Vrata is fructified in Ekadashi. If you do Ekadashi, then you get the benefit of doing all the other Vratas. And Ekadashi is done to please the Lord. Ekadashi is meant for Supreme Lord. And all the other Vratas are meant for different people. Sunday Vrata is for Surya Dev. Shanivar is for Shani. Shukravar is for Devi. Somvar is for Lord Shiva. Like that. There are many people and many Vratas. But Ekadashi Vrata is meant for the Supreme Lord. Also, we read in one Puran where all the gopis are asking Radharani, how are you so much dear to Krishna? What is it that you do that makes you dear to Krishna? And how you are able to control the Lord in love, not in mastery, but in love. So it is explained in that Puran called Brahma Vaivarta Puran. Radharani is in detail explaining the gopis about the 26 Ekadashis that come throughout the year with different names and different stories and different regulations that are there to follow. And she said, because I do Ekadashi Vrata, Lord Krishna is very pleased with me. So even the gopis started doing Ekadashi Vrata. from that time onwards. But Radharani only herself opened the secret of her love for God. So this is called Deva Shayani Ekadashi. And it's like, see, for example, the weather is very humid. Huh? Whenever weather is very humid, what happens to your health? Yes, your medical people tell me. We don't feel hungry because digestive power is weak. Whenever there is dampness in the atmosphere, dampness, your digestive fire becomes, like whenever there is dampness in the wood, what happens? The wood doesn't burn. It takes time, it becomes smoky. Same way, your stomach do not produce enough acid in this season. That's why we are supposed to eat less in this season. Less and also easily digestible food. What happens because sun is not there and humidity is more? What else happens? Viral infections. The jantu, the bacteria, the virus, everything is more in the weather. They are always there, but they are taken care by the sun and other things. But sun is not there and plus dampness is there, they breed like anything. The swine flu, everything just comes up. Malaria comes up, leptospirosis comes up. So in short, in rainy season, we all are disease prone. That is why to maintain your good health, there is a lot of festivals come in between and you keep on fasting for various reasons. Shravani Somvar will come and many things will happen. Many festivals will come in between, many fastings will come. The idea is that, idea is to combine your spirituality with your health. All of our spirituality is always connected with health. Some health element is always there. That is why a Chaturmasya Vrat is supposed to be very holy, and all the 4 months one is supposed to fast, keep various fasts, eat only once a day, eat only in daytime, don't eat more in night time, take the major meal, a smaller meal but a major meal in daytime only, and eat lighter food. Even those who eat non-veg, they give up non-veg in this month because you can't digest only. There's no fire only. So only indigestion and suffering and disease will come. So everything is very scientific. But this Ekadashi is very special in Maharashtra. Because in Maharashtra, on this day today, Lord Vitthal takes the bhav of a coward boy. That is why there is special meaning to his darshan today. Because otherwise he is Dwarkadish. He is in opulence. He has come from Dwarka. But on today's day, he becomes Gopal. He becomes cowherd. So he accepts the form. I mean bhav, not form. And his name is, today is Sridhar also. His today's name is Sridhar, he is called as Sridhar. So everybody goes to take darshan of him today. And anyway, whenever you take his darshan, all throughout the year, one gets freed from sins, one gets a lot of happiness and a lot of devotion. He is very merciful. But today's day is very special. In today's day, one takes darshan of him, then one develops love for God. Special blessing is there today. That's why people are standing in line to take darshan. And some people who cannot take darshan, then they see the shikhar. That is what is called shikhar in English. English means not that. Kalas Marathi mantak. Top of the temple. Kalas. Even that you see also is equal to seeing the Lord. And then you are not, suppose, going to Pandharpur, and you cannot go to Pandharpur, you are here only. Then you can have Lord Vitthal live darshan application and see darshan. Since morning I am seeing. You want to see? I can show you also. So Lord is nowadays on CCTV, the CCTV is also on internet. All over Pandharpur you can see. There also you can see on the temple also, there is a big screen. Out also, in the line also, constant darshan is there, and finally there is darshan when you go and reach him there. So the essence of Pandharpur, what do you think the essence of Pandharpur is? Hota hai na abhi, for example, if you go to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, the essence is serving in devotion. We want to serve the people and we want to serve in devotion in the name of the Lord. Vaise har ek cheez ka ek hota na mission hota hai, mission. So what is the key note in Pandharpur? Pandharpur ka story kya hai? पर स्टोरी क्या है उसका स्टोरी द एसेंस एसेंशियल स्टोरी आर मेनी 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 स्टोरीज अबाउट मेनी मेनी टाइम्स बट एसेंशियल स्टोरी इज पुंडलिक वॉज सर्विंग हिज पेरेंट्स एंड द लॉर्ड केम टू सी हिम फ्रॉम वेर एवर ही वॉज दैट इज द एसेंस एंड एवरीबडी नोज दैट्स अ प्राइम स्टोरी द टॉप स्टोरी इज द ब्रेकिंग न्यूज इज दैट दैट लॉर्ड हैज कम ही वॉज नॉट देयर. He came from somewhere else and he came to see his devotee, and his devotee was busy in serving his parents. And people are very happy, those who are parents, to tell their children, see Pundalik, see, he served his parents. That is why Lord came to see him. What do you think about it? Is that true or not true? It's true, but it's not true also. He had parents who were devotees of the Lord. They were Vaishnavas. They were highly devoted to the Lord even before the birth of Pundalik. That is why when the parents are devotees and you serve them very nicely, that time the Lord becomes very pleased with you, and then he may come to show himself to you. What if your parents are drunkards? Very cruel or not truthful, or maybe many other things, like maybe eating animals or whatever. So what you should do? Should serve your parents or not serve your parents? No. How many people feel that if your parents are sinful, you should not serve them? How many of you feel like that? How many of you feel that your parents are sinful? Very bad, drunkards, juwari, gambler, but still you should serve them and take care of them. Now, the essential understanding is you have to do your duty as a child. Then God will be pleased with you. If they continue to be sinful, then God will punish them. But because you served as an ideal son or daughter, Lord will be pleased with you and you will get the mercy of the Lord. The Lord may not come to see you like he came to see Pundalik, but he will be pleased with you because you have done your duty. In all conditions of life, please do not forget to do your duties. Never fail to do your duties. Even though, if your son is a, suppose, chore, son is a liar, son is number one bad person, so you should take care of your son or not? Yes or not?
Yes.
You see, you may punish the son. You may deprive the son. You may lock him in the room, or you may not give him chocolate, or you may not give him new shoes or whatever. But you will feed him and you will take care of him. If he's sick, you will give medicine to him. Is not true? However sinful he may be. In that, what you are doing a duty. You don't like what he is doing. Very angry with him, whatever he is doing. But still, you will do your duty. You may not reward him for great dresses and mobiles and tablets and whatever. But you will do your duty. Similarly, when your parents are sinful, you may not, you know, like every day you buy a new dhoti for him and new dress and new watch for him. Or you may not buy a gift for him on birthday. Everything is fine. But you will feed them, you will clothe them, and you will give them medicine when they are sick. What if your mother-in-law is very harsh with you, what do you do? Nowadays people leave them and go away. It's very simple. convince the husband, leave the house and go, stay separate. But in olden days, mother-in-laws were as bad as today. Only rarely some mother-in-laws are very good to daughter-in-laws. But still, what the girls were taught when they were going to husband's house? Whatever it is, you do your duty. Take care of them. You may not love them, but you have to serve them. So, the reason behind Lord leaving Dwarka and coming to Pandharpur is because Pundalik was serving his devotee parents. And he was so absorbed, he was not even thinking of himself, what he wants and what he desires. He was only absorbed in pleasing his parents, making them happy. Because ultimately, why do we serve somebody? We are serving somebody to make them happy, na? If you call some guest and why you want to serve him? You want to please him. Anybody, you want to please me, you want to please them. That's why you are serving them. So he was simply serving them all the time. And there's a history behind Pundalik. How many of you know who was Pundalik in previous life? He is saying Muchukunda. How many of you know who is Pundalik in previous life? He was Muchukunda. Muchukunda, who is Muchukunda? The Failivar Namsuna. What is his funny name? Who is he? So he was a soldier on demigod side. He was an earthly man, but earthly men also would fight with demigods in the olden times. So he fought with demigod side and demigods won against demons. So then when war ended, you know, when you serve the higher people, they were very happy with you. So they asked Puri Muchukunda, so what we can offer you? We are very happy with you. We want to offer Vardhan to you. So Muchukunda said, I am very tired. I want to go to sleep. How many of you will offer, ask for this kind of benediction? Aisa vardhan apne se kitne log mangenge? You can imagine now how much tired he must be. He could have asked for kingdom, he could have asked for some power, something like that, you know. But he said, I want to sleep. And he was like so sleepy, so sleepy, that he'd ask one more benediction. Because also we can prove that how much he tired he must be. He said, I want to sleep in such a way that if anybody comes and wakes me up now, he should die by the fire coming from my eyes. When I open my eyes to see the person who is waking me up, my eyes should create fire and burn him to ashes. Matlab koi uthana bhi nahi chahiye. So you can imagine the intensity of his sleepiness, how tired he must be. He didn't want to take any chance. He didn't want anybody to wake him up also. He wanted complete deep sleep, undisturbed. And poor fellow did not think how many hours he wants to sleep and when he wants to wake up. Sometimes when you are tired, so you come from office and you are like really tired. This week was very bad. Many foreigner guests was there and a lot of projects until 12 o'clock you are working. And finally on Saturday evening you come home and you are about to go to bed. And your wife asks you, so tomorrow what time you are going to wake up? So she's going to tell you, he's going to tell you, don't ask. When I will wake up, I will see. If I don't wake up, don't wake me up. No breakfast, no dinner, no lunch. Nothing. When I'll wake up, I'll tell you. That time we'll see. And sometimes in our college, I remember some students used to sleep on Saturday and wake up on Monday. I'm not joking. Absolutely. After exams. Sometimes they would take pills because after exams, you are not slept for so many days. So you don't get long sleep. So to go to sleep, they will take pills and go to sleep. Or sometimes wake up on Sunday, middle of the night, 3 o'clock, after sleeping on Saturday. Two nights consecutive. This fellow was a demigod army man. So when he asked that boon, Lord gave the boon to him. The demigods gave the boon to him. And he went to sleep. And he went to sleep in Satyayuga. And he went on sleeping only. Satyayuga got over. And Lord Ramchandra came. Tretayuga got over. He was sleeping only. Because who will go and wake him up? See, it's not good to sleep for a long time. But they knew if you go wake him up, you'll die. So who will go to wake him up? Nobody went to wake him up. Then Dwaparyuga came. And Dwaparyuga end came. And Lord Krishna appeared. He took avatar. Now Lord Krishna is very grateful to his devotees. Lord Krishna will never forget if anybody has done anything good for him or for his devotees. So Lord Krishna was remembering that one of my devotees is sleeping, and how to relieve him, how to wake him up. Nobody will be able to wake up. I have to only devise some plan. When I read the story now, I feel so inspired that Lord never forgets his devotee. You may forget the Lord. One time in life you do something for the Lord. You may also forget afterwards. You may become a non-devotee after some time. With some bad experience, you will say, "Ye sab Bhagwan, Bhagwan sab jhoot hai. Mujhe kuch nahi karna hai Bhagwan ka. Aaj se sab band. Chal, lao anda plate, milky plate, leke aao. Bas ho gaya devotion abhi." You may do that. But before doing that, whatever you have done for the Lord, Lord will never forget. He will always come to save you at right time. He will protect you. So everybody is a failure because nobody can dare to go. But Lord cannot say, "I also forget because I also want to take risk." He has to make some plan to save his devotee. So what the Lord did? Any idea what the Lord did? Ek bar kya hua? Kalayavana and Jarasandha, they attacked Mathura together. And that was 17th time Jarasandha attacking. 16th time already attacked. 16 wars already took place. Lord had defeated him. And 17th time again he came. And then news came that same time Kalayavana also is attacking from different side. So the Lord, what he did, overnight Lord created Dwarka in the ocean. Overnight. And overnight he shifted to Dwarka. So when Jarasandha came, there was nobody in Dwarka. Dwarka was empty. Already shifted, transferred in the middle of the ocean. Jarasandha was surprised. "Kidhar gaye sab log? Koi hai nahi idhar." Kalayavana came to know that the Lord has shifted to Dwarka. So Kalayavana straight came and attacked Dwarka only. And the Lord came out of Dwarka to fight with him. But Lord did not fight with him only. Lord didn't fight with him only. He just started walking. He didn't ascend on the chariot also. Kalayavana was on chariot, challenging, and Lord was walking on the feet. The Lord came across Kalayavana and passed by him and kept walking only. He turned the chariot and kept chasing him. Chasing him. "Hey, fight with me, hey coward. You are a coward. Fight with me." The Lord is like peacefully walking. He said, "Why is he walking like this? Maybe he is scared of me." So he's not lifting a weapon, because if he lifts a weapon, then I will kill him. So he is very scared of him, me. Lord walked and walked and walked and walked. And he also followed and followed and followed. And Lord straight went to the mountain. And he also followed the mountain. And Lord went to the in the cave. Started running in between. So he started running in between, behind Lord. Lord went ahead, entered the cave where Muchukunda is sleeping. And when he saw Muchukunda sleeping, Lord removed his vastra and covered him like a bed sheet. Like suppose your baby is sleeping, then you go and cover him with sheet. So he put his cloth, covered him, and went and inside and hid himself inside. Chup gaye andar jaake. After some time, Kalayavana came roaring, "Where is Krishna, you coward? Come out, fight with me." And he said, "So he's sleeping." And what he sees? The nails are like many meters long, spreading like this. Sahat hai na? So nail is like near this amount. And his dadi moosh also is spreading kai kilometers. His hair also is spread over many kilometers. So he laughed like anything. He said, "Wow, what a rupee he has taken to cheat me. He is very, mayavi. He can change his form." So he has changed his form in a very funny way. And he laughed. He said, "But whatever you do, whatever form you take, funnily or happily, you are going to die at my hands. Get up!" And he kicked him. As soon as he kicked him, he woke up. As soon as he woke up, what happened? He opened his eyes. He opened his eyes and saw who is woken him up. As soon as he saw him, his eyesight on him, fire came and burnt him to ashes. on the spot. And when that thing is over, Lord came out from inside. This is not called cowardice. This is called intelligence. जो चीज़ अपने आप हो रही है वो खुद को करना है, हो ही रहे अपने आप. Why I have to trouble? That's why it is said, intelligence is more powerful than strength. शक्ति पेक्षा बुद्धि श्रेष्ठ, युक्ति श्रेष्ठ. तो भगवान हमेशा दो काम, तीन काम, चार काम साथ में करते हैं. एक भक्त का उद्धार करना ही था उनको. He wanted to save his devotee. और काले आवन को भी मारना था. तो क्या बोलते हैं मराठी में, एका दगड़ात दोन पक्षी, एक पत्थर में दो पंछी. सो वो सामने आ गए भगवान. बाय द टाइम मुचुकुंदा गॉट अप ना, मतलब भाई तभी तो नींद में था, ऐसा आँख खोला तो जल गया वो, फिर नींद खुल गया उसका. वाओ, समथिंग समथिंग हैपेंड. सो ही वोक अप एंड लॉर्ड गिव हिम दर्शन. एंड द लॉर्ड, ही वॉज सो हैप्पी टू सी द लॉर्ड, सो हैप्पी. मकर कुंडल, वैदुर्य मणि मुकुट, कौस्तुभ मणि एंड वैजयंती माला एंड पीताम्बर, सो ब्यूटिफुल दर्शन लॉर्ड गेव हिम. सो द लॉर्ड सेड, आई वुड वेरी हैप्पी विथ यू फॉर योर सर्विस, वॉट यू डन टू डेमी गॉड्स. You ask for some benediction. And whenever you see the Lord, Lord is always saying, please ask me, I'll give you something. So the great thing in devotees, you should know. What would you ask the Lord if you come across the Lord today? At evening, when you're punching your card, you punched your card and you turned and suddenly you saw Lord Vittal standing in front of you. And he'll say, Selvi madam, ask me. Whatever you want, today is Ekadashi, I'm very happy today. I am in coward mood. Please ask. I will give you whatever you want. Give me peace. What do you ask, Resyama? Make me your own daughter. Wow. What do you ask? What will you ask? This is our condition. The greatest personality, if at all he meets us, we don't even know what to ask. Because we have never thought about it. Because we have never ever thought or ever desired that Lord should meet me. That is a problem actually. If I ask you, because you are unmarried, suppose, you are Kamalakshi, and I ask you, ki, the day of you are going to get married, your husband is asking you, what do you want? I will give you today on marriage day. So you will tell me five, six things immediately. You will tell me what you like, what you will ask him. Because you already thought about your marriage, you are thinking about your marriage, you are meditating, I want to get married, who is the boy, I am not getting. You have thought on that subject matter. Then only something will come out of your mind. If you haven't thought about anything, nothing will come out of your mind. If I tell you, take you to Iceland, what would you do in Iceland? What is Iceland? I don't know. In geography, I read something. Iceland. Kya malum Iceland? But if I ask you, what would you do in America? So you will tell me many things. Okay, which state are you asking about? You start asking about California. You're asking about New York City. Because you have heard something about it. So, God is the thing you have to think about in this life. If you do not think about Lord in life, then something else you will think about. And that will prevail. Whatever is in your mind will prevail, will come up in life. If you think of too many bad things, those bad things will happen to your life. What is in your mind will appear, will manifest. So prepare yourself. Whenever, by chance, by fluke, by mercy or by effort, by qualification or disqualification, whatever it is, if you meet the Lord, please be ready to talk to Him and what you ask Him. And whatever you want to ask him, please keep it ready. Because Lord is very merciful. When he will give darshan to you, you don't know. But there is a very typical nature of a devotee. Like this is also Jagannath Rathyatra season. Na? Today Lord Jagannath is coming back from his place where he has gone. Today is Bahuda Yatra. Bahuda Rathyatra, return Rathyatra. And today he is going to start, maybe he already started, because it's already 2 o'clock now, 1 o'clock. He will come back to his place by chariot. So when Narad Muni saw Lord Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra in this very unique form, he was very overwhelmed with devotion and love. Extraordinary love. Extraordinary love he felt, which he had not felt before. He had felt he has lot of love for the Lord. He is a very loving devotee. Prem bhakt hai Bhagwan ka. Premi bhakt. But still that love that he felt on this day when he saw Jagannath in that form, it was totally unique and totally extraordinary. And he was overwhelmed. He was like completely mad in happiness. But still, when the Lord came back in his original form, Lord asked, ask me benediction. So what he asked? He said, in this same form that I saw, you please come in the material world. So people in the material world who are suffering birth and death, they can see you and feel the same love that I felt just by looking at you. Uska matlab kya hota hai? Ki bhakton ke man mein dusron ke prati jo hoti na karuna, wo kabhi khatam nahi hoti. Even though they are happily mad or madly happy, they don't forget the compassion which they feel for others who are suffering. Matlab khud ke khushi mein wo dusron ke dukh ko nahi bhulte kabhi. I am extremely happy today. But same time, I am remembering those who are suffering. And I want to make them also happy. I am thinking, how can I make them happy? Can I share my happiness with them? How can I relieve them? So when he got extremely happy, he was thinking of those people like you and me in the material world who are suffering from repeated birth, old age, disease and death. So because he felt extraordinary love immediately at looking at the Lord, he told the Lord, please come in the material world in the same form. So that when people in the material world will just see you, they will develop the same love that I felt. And by that way, if they develop love for you, they will go back to your kingdom. Suffering from birth, death, old age will be finished by developing love for you. So what strikes me when I hear the story or tell the story is, the extraordinary compassion, karuna of Narad Muni. कि खुद के जीवन में इतनी खुशी हो रही है फिर भी दूसरों का दर्द नहीं भूलते वो, दूसरों को दर्द निवारण करने की इच्छा नहीं भूलते वो. सिमिलरली वेन लॉर्ड केम आउट ऑफ द केव एंड गेव दर्शन टू मुचुकुंद, मुचुकुंद कुड हैव आस्क्ड मेनी थिंग्स. ओके दैट टाइम आई वॉज वेरी स्लीपी, आई डिडंट आस्क मेनी थिंग्स. आई वॉन्ट टू आस्क नाउ, माई स्लीप इज ओवर, नाउ आई एम फ्रेश, नाउ आई विल टेल यू वॉट आई वॉन्ट. ऐसा नहीं बोला. He said, कि the fact, just सुनो भरोसा, ध्यान से सुनो एकदम. He said, the way you have come to give darshan to me, कितना सोच के आया ना, ऐसा करूँगा, वो कावड़ बोलेगा तुमको, तुम कावड़ बनोगे, डरपोक बनोगे, पीछे पीछे भागेगा गाली देते देते, और तुम छुप जाओगे डरपोक की तरह, और वो आएगा लात मारेगा और मैं जल जाऊँगा, फिर दर्शन देंगे. कितना प्लान किया उसके, जैसा एक्सीडेंटल थिंग नहीं है. बाय द वे, अरे वो मैं जा रहा था, अरे हाँ, अरे इधर सो रहा है वो, ऐसा नहीं है वो. फुल्ली प्लान्ड, कंसीव्ड, कि मेरा बालक वहाँ सो रहा है, उसको मेरे को बचाना है. सो द वे यू हैव कम, नाउ ओनली आई नो दैट यू हैव कम. कालेवन इज डेड, ही ऑल्सो डजंट नो, नोबडी इज हियर एक्सेप्ट मी, एंड इफ आई सी यू एंड द सीन एंड्स, नोबडी इन द वर्ल्ड विल नो. सो लॉर्ड, यू प्रॉमिस मी दैट यू विल give darshan to the whole world the way you have given me. Kitni beko bhakton ka hriday kitna karuna wala hota hai. What is the benefit for him? He has got the benefit of seeing the Lord. Abhi jo benefit milna tha, paap se mukti, sin se mukti, everything he has already achieved. He has got love, he has got happiness, he has got deliverance, Lord will deliver him. He has got purified, everything he has achieved. Now this boon that he is asking, there is nothing connection with him. He is not going to get any 1% of commission in that. Everything for everybody else only. Sab jo maang raha hai, wo dusron ke liye maang raha hai. He wanted to actually glorify the Lord by allowing him to give darshan to everybody else, and others should appreciate how wonderful the Lord is. See how he is giving darshan. The Lord was very happy, and the Lord told him, I will fulfill your desire in next life. Next life you will come as Pundalik and I will give darshan to you. तो जब ही पुंडलिक को भगवान ने दर्शन दिया, तभी भी पुंडलिक ने भगवान से वही बोला कि माय लॉर्ड यू आर सो वंडरफुल, यू डिडंट इवन नॉट इवन नॉट ओनली केम टू मीट मी बट यू वेटेड फॉर मी. प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी कम्स टू योर हाउस, ऐसा अपने आप आ गया वो लोग, चलो ट्रिसेमा को मिल के आते, वो दिन से मिला नहीं. एंड ट्रिसेमा सेज कि आई डोंट हैव टाइम, आई एम बिजी इन कुकिंग, टिल आई फिनिश माय करी यू हैव टू वेट, टिल माय सांबार इज रेडी यू हैव टू वेट, एंड देन आई विल सर्व माय हस्बैंड, व्हेन हिज डिनर इज ओवर देन आई विल मीट यू. तो व्हाट नरेंद्र मोदी विल डू, ही सेज सी यू नेक्स्ट टाइम. Naturally, he is very busy. He is not. He just, by the way, he has kindly come, finding out 5 minutes extra. He told his policeman, "Wait down, I am coming. I have got important work." And he has come to your house. And you don't have time. Maybe you have priority different. Your husband is more important. So he said, "Okay, so what? Your prime minister? You wait. My husband is important." Here, the Lord has come. This Narendra Modi to is prime minister of one country, that too for 5 years. Who don't know next 5 years what will happen? He is the Lord permanently, not for 5 years. He is the Lord for the universe, for the creation, for the Srishti, permanently, all glorious Lord. He is the eternal Father. And He has come to you. And you have made Him wait. He said, wait, my seva is not complete. Today when my seva is complete, I will come. I will meet. She said, so wonderful you are. You waited. And that too I didn't say 7 minutes 60 seconds. 7 minutes 15 seconds. The time nahi bataya. Lord didn't ask also, so how much time you have to wait? Give me some time so I can go and take lunch and come. No, he just said, wait. You see, if you think of this story in depth, now you'll understand. If suppose I come to you and you tell me, sir, you have to wait. So I'll first thing ask, how much time? So can I do some other work and come back? Tell me. 5 minutes, so I'll wait here only. 15 minutes, then I'll go and come back. I'll take my lunch or my diabetic food in between and I'll come back. Or some 1 hour, then I will go meet my wife and come back. I'll not wait there, I'll do something. But he told Lord, wait. And that's all he said. And Lord waited. And Lord did not know how many hours, how many minutes, how many seconds. He was just waiting. Till he finished, he was waiting. Now you and me, if Lord comes to meet you, we'll give up everything what we are doing and we'll go and attend. ऐसा मौका बार बार खत्म हो जाता है. बट ही वॉज सो अटैच टू सर्विंग हिज पेरेंट्स, ही डिडंट हैव सेल्फिश डिजायर्स की चलो इनको तो रोज सेवा करता हूँ, क्या थोड़ा सा बोलेंगे अपने आप सो जाओ, आज मैं पैर नहीं दबाऊंगा, बाद में मिलता हूँ आपसे, आज भगवान मिलने आए मुझे, अब सो जाओ अभी आप, मैं तो आप भी देखने को आ जाओ, चलो आज बाद में सो जाओ. मैंने दिन बुरा ढूंढना, अरे इनको भी भगवान देखने को मिल रहे हैं, मुझे भी मिलेंगे, तो आज कुछ सोते हो, आज जगो, बाद में जाएंगे तो सो जाओ, हम भी मैं भी सो जाऊंगा. नथिंग ही डिड, सो जस्ट ही कंप्लीटेड हिज सेवा. द लॉर्ड वॉज वेटिंग फॉर हिम, समथिंग एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी. लॉर्ड हैज वेटेड फॉर नोबडी अप टिल नाउ. ओनली वन स्टोरी आई नो, लॉर्ड वेटेड एंड देन ही टर्न्ड एंड देन लॉर्ड सेड, पुंडलिक आई एम सो हैप्पी विथ यू. ही डिडंट से व्हाट पुंडलिक, आई केम फ्रॉम सो फार डिस्टेंस एंड यू मेक मी वेट. All my mood is gone now. What mood I had come with, you know, I wanted to really benedict you and really bless you and flood you with blessings. You have spoiled all my mood. This happens with me. Suppose I come, I always come on time. So when I come on time, I see you are not there. So I come to give you lot of stories and wonderful thing. I say, nobody has come. Dhane do. Nahi batayenge story. Mood kharab ho gaya. अच्छा मूड था लेकिन तुम लोग ने मूड खराब कर दिया. अभी मैं थोड़ा कुछ बताऊंगा, इसमें बुक से पढ़ूंगा और निकल जाऊंगा. दिस व्हाट आई जनरली फील एंड आई डू आल्सो एंड आई टेल पीपल आल्सो, इट टुडे आई वांटेड टू टेल यू बट नाउ माय मूड इज गॉन, आई डोंट वांट टू टेल यू, आई एम टेलिंग यू फैक्ट. बट द लॉर्ड वॉज नॉट लाइक दैट. द लॉर्ड वॉज सो हैप्पी एज इफ यू आर वेटिंग फॉर प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर मेड यू वेट फॉर 3 hours एंड यू सॉ प्राइम मिनिस्टर, हाउ हैप्पी यू विल बी, यू विल फॉरगेट दैट यू हैव वेटेड फॉर 3 hours. दिस इज नॉट ट्रू. Or you get Rajkumar as your husband after 10 years of waiting, you'll say worth it, 10 years of waiting worth. Finally I got Rajkumar as my husband. Not Rajkumar film star, Rajkumar is prince. Like that Lord is talking as a junior, as a subordinate. So I'm so happy to meet you. You're so wonderful. I want to give benediction to you, give vardhan to you. And Pundlik is saying, I don't want anything for me. Prahlad ne bhi aise hi bola tha. Narasimha Bhagwan ne Prahlad ko bola tha, kya chahiye bol? You suffered for me so much. Ask something, I want to give you. Prahlad says, I'm not a baniya. I'm not a vyapari. I'm not a businessman. To take something in exchange. I love you and I don't want anything in return for my love. So Lord is asking, I want to give you. And the devotee is saying, I don't want anything. ऐसे चैतन्य महाप्रभु की कथा में भी एक आदमी है, सिदर कोलवेचा. आई हैव टोल्ड यू स्टोरी हियर ऑल्सो. लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु आस्किंग, आस्क सिदर, आस्क, आई वॉन्ट टू गिव यू. ही सेड, माई लॉर्ड, व्हाई आर यू टेम्पटिंग मी? आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू गेट लॉस्ट इन दिस थिंग्स, दे टू टेम्पररी थिंग्स. क्या करूंगा उसके मैं? व्हाट डू आई डू विद दिस? लॉर्ड इज गिविंग हिम, आई गिव यू पावर्स, आई गिव यू मिस्टिक पावर्स, आई गिव यू किंगडम, आई गिव यू वन प्लैनेट, आई गिव यू दिस, आई गिव यू दैट, आई गिव यू रेजिडेंस इन वैकुंठ विथ मी, I'll give you body like me. I'll make you like me. Everything Lord is saying, he's saying no, 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 and no, and no. Any one of things, you will jump. If any one of things is also asked for us. But he's saying no. He's only saying one thing. What will I do with it? Kya karunga usko leke main? I don't think even in dreams we can answer like this. Kitna bhi patti padhaye to bhi aisa answer nahi de sakte. Kya karunga? Because I already know what I'll do with it. So how will I say, how will I, what will I do with it? But to everything he asked, he said, what will I do with it? So Lord got frustrated. Kya doon kya tere ko, mereko dena hai. So Sridhar ne kya bola? Like you are coming every day and negotiating with me for my banana leaves. 3 hours you will negotiate, 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 and finally you will take it and run free of charge without paying any money. And you will be so happy. After wasting 3 hours with me negotiating for lower and lower and lower price, and I wouldn't agree, and then finally you will pick it up anyways and run away without paying any money. Like that, birth after birth, let me become banana leaf seller, and you become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Come, negotiate, bargain, frustrate me, and pick up the leaves and run. Abhi ek significant baat kya uske andar? What he asked actually, whatever is going to please him, he asked that benediction. Nothing of his pleasure. वैसे पुंडलिक ने भी क्या मांगा? बोला मुझे कुछ नहीं चाहिए. Lord said, no, I want to give you. Then he said, do one thing. The way you have come in front of me, the way you have come, the whole world should know. Now also, I am the only one, my parents are sleeping, and you are there. Only one of, both of us are there, nobody is there. To witness this great scene, how glorious you are. आप कितने महान हो, ये देखने के लिए यहां पर कोई नहीं है. तो इसलिए यू स्टैंड हियर लाइक दिस ओनली सो दैट एवरीबडी विल सी यू व्हाई यू केम. सब सडनली यू वॉक ऑन द रोड एंड सडनली यू सी बराक ओबामा स्टैंडिंग ऑन द कॉर्नर ऑफ द रोड. इज पॉसिबल? इज पॉसिबल? व्हाई इज इम्पॉसिबल? यू वांट टू स्टैंड, यू कैन कम एंड स्टैंड ना. But then you will ask everybody, why is he standing here? Why, when did he come here? What made him come here? Ab 50 sawal puchenge ki puchenge. Waise, when people will see you standing here, they will ask about it. They will inquire about it. They will find out about it. They will know about it. And then they will know how glorious you are. So you stand here only. Ek to pehle wait karaya, baad mein bola idhar hi khade raho. Kaisa bhakt hai dekho. What kind of devotee? Wonderful devotee. That is why God is sold out to these devotees, such devotees. Because they are not asking anything from themselves. Even if the best giver, best of best givers is standing in front of you asking you what you want. Abhi main bolega, kya chahiye aapko, bolo. To aap bolenge, mujhe Vaikuntha planet de do. To bola, sorry yaar, mere paas hi nahi hai. Hai na? Mujhe ek bangla de do, Mahabaleshwar mein. Bola, main bhi do gunta jagah dhoond raha hu, mere paas hi nahi hai. Matlab, I may want to give you something. I really want to give you. Really want to give you. But I may not have those things which you want. So, dene wala bhi ichcha rakhta hai, lekin usko dene mein samartha bhi hona chahiye na. He should be the right man who can give. And Lord is that man who can give you whatever you want. You may not be able to ask him what he doesn't have. He has everything you may ask him. And that person, you made him wait first of all. And then he asked benediction to you and you said, further, now you wait here only. And Lord waited there only. And he is waiting till today there. That is the glory of Pandharpur. Pandharpur ka mahatmya wahi hai. Ki Bhagwan apne bhakt par kitna prem karte hain, uska ye proof hai. Aur apne bhakti ke liye kya nahi kar sakte hain, kuch bhi kar sakte hain. That is a proof. And not one. Jagannath bhi wahan hi khade hain, avatar lekar. Khade hi khade udhar. Narad Muni ne kaha tha, aapko khada rehna hai, log dekhne ko aayenge aapko. Abhi bhi khade udhar. Ek bhakt ke word ke liye. Is it not true? Okay, Lord will say, okay, fine, I'll come. But I will come for 1 year and I'll go back. Bahut kaam hai mujhe. Aur bhi jana hai bahut jagah pe. No. Narad Muni didn't say, he come for 3 months or come for 6 months. Lord said, come. भगवान को बोला आ जाओ. तो भगवान ने पूछा नहीं कितना देर के लिए आ जाओ. खड़े रह गए अंदर. पंडरपुर में भी खड़े हैं ऐसे ही. इट्स वेरी ओवरवेलमिंग स्टोरी एक्चुअली कि इफ यू बिकम अ डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, हाउ मर्सीफुल द लॉर्ड इज टू यू, हाउ काइंड इज टू यू एंड हाउ मच मर्सी ही शोज यू. पंडरपुर इज द प्रूफ ऑफ दैट. दैट्स व्हाई व्हेन पीपल गो टू पंडरपुर फ्रॉम हॉस्पिटल, वी टेल देम, do not go and try to sneak in the line and take darshan, because people are standing there for hours and hours and days together and they have walked for 15 to 20 days without any chappal in the foot. They have not got enough food, enough sleep, and still they are standing in the queue. You are no one greater than them. You have come by flight or train and taxi to Pandharpur and you think you are a big man, and you think you are a big man, so you can tell your vasila and go inside and take darshan and come in half an hour back. So we said, don't go. It is an insult to those who are standing in the queue for hours together, who have walked for days together without food and shelter. The Mahatmya of Pandharpur is, the Lord comes to see you what you are doing. The Mahatmya of Pandharpur is not that you go to see him. People still go to see him, it's good. But the Mahatmya, the glorification of the whole place is, the God comes to see you. So you do such activity, such seva, that Lord should come to see you. And actually what I want to tell you today is, now I am just mentioning because that is, time is up now. Tukaram Maharaj one time could not go to Pandharpur because of sickness. And he was crying and crying and crying and crying. He could not even walk one foot also. So he sent letter to the Lord with the people going. He, please tell the Lord, I am unable to come. He wrote 14 nice Abhangas and sent. And they were read in front of the Lord. And the Lord cried, and the devotees cried when they were reading this letter. So loving it was, you know, so much separation, virabhav. The Lord sent Garuda, thinking he's very sick, now I'll send my vehicle, bring him over here. So Garuda went there. So Tukaram said, Are, on your back Lord stands, it is Lord's vehicle, how can I stand in the place where Lord stands? Impossible. You are my worshipable master because you are the servant of my master. So he fell at the feet of Garuda and said, I am sorry, I cannot come. So Garuda was overwhelmed. He said, okay, I have come to bring a sick man who is a lover of the Lord. He went back. Then Rukmini Mai said that, now to we only have to go. Even Garuda said, Bhagwan, he is not going to come with me. So he brought Vittal Rakumai after 4 days of Ekadashi to his village of Dehu. And then Lord went to Vittal Rakumai went to Tukaram's house. And as soon as Lord came there, Lord said, I am very hungry, mereko bahut bhook lag rahi hai, khana khilao. So Tukaram took him to his jhopadi, made him sit on the tat, and told his wife Audi, immediately make roti sabji. So she immediately made gauti bhakri and wrote sabji. And Rukmini, Vittal Rukmini sat down and ate it nicely in his house. Isko bolte prem, hai na? Saise hamare Bhagwan, bahut dayalu hai, bahut prem karte. But un par prem karna chahiye. Aisa fukat mein prem nahi karte. Fukat mein prem bhi karte hain, par aapko samajhta nahi hai wo prem kar rahe hain. we don't realize how he loves us. He always loves us, but that love is manifest when you love him. Then you can feel. So, kahi kahani hai, how the Lord loved his devotees. So, if you have time, you come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital at 3 p.m. and I will tell you the further stories. Today is Tuesday, na? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram.